You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is a sad, sad day. BFM, the font of liberalism and tolerance at the centre of the University of Auckland.
The Wire.
Myrtle rust is a windborne fungal disease that spreads via wind and affects many of our endemic myrtle species, including Pohutukawa, Manuka and Kānuka. The disease was recently found on Rangitoto Island, one of our largest Pohutukawa forests in New Zealand, making this a more pressing issue than ever. Today I spoke to Majabeen Padamsi from the University of Auckland, and I started by asking her to fill our listeners in on what myrtle rust is.
So myrtle rust is a disease caused by a fungus that impacts plants that are in the Myrtaceae family. So those are myrtles like Pohutukawa, Rata, Manuka. And it's a rust fungus that affects new growth on plants in the myrtle family.
That sounds quite serious.
Yes, it is. Especially with the plants that are native and endemic to New Zealand, the disease is actually is from South America and has made its way around the world. And so the plants that we have over here have never encountered this disease before 2017 when it was first discovered.
So I'm guessing this is quite a pressing issue as it's threatening a lot of our endemic plants?
Yes, definitely.
Is there a cure?
So that's a really interesting question. There isn't one cure that we can point to. There are several different ways that we can mitigate effects of this disease, such as trying to reduce the amount of spores that are present, because this disease is spread by spores of the fungus, and that's spread by wind and also by people moving it. So the one thing that we try and advocate is for people to think about, how could they reduce the spore load that is being produced. Lily pilies, for example, are very commonly planted around Tamaki Makaurau, and that is something that produces lots and lots of spores. So we're encouraging people that if they're thinking about planting things, maybe not plant lily pilies because those do get affected. So that's, one thing. And then if you do have lily pilies, prune in winter. If there is special trees or special plants that you really care about, there are some fungicides that are available for garden use that can be used. So there's not just one cure. There's also active research going on into other methods that could be used in the future, but they aren't available currently.
I've noticed that recent findings have found that myrtle rust has spread to Rangitoto Island, which is our biggest Pohutukawa forest. Would you care to kind of explain what the situation is there?
So right now, this is the first year that it's been found on Rangitoto. And what we found is that, it wasn't, the trees weren't heavily infected, but there was a certain amount of infection present, which is concerning because, as you mentioned, it is our largest Pohutukawa forest. And of course, it's so iconic to Tamaki because you can, see it from everywhere and we really care about it. So that's, it is something that is concerning and that people are really... they definitely care very much about it. The situation, however, is not as bad as it is in within the rest of the city. Certainly, like Albert Park and Myers Park, the Pohutukawa around there are much more heavily infected than they are on on Rangitoto, and it could be because of the sea breezes, or it could be just because this is the first season that these trees are infected. We're not quite sure about why it's so much more so many more disease trees in the city centre rather than elsewhere.
Yes, I read somewhere recently that this summer was the worst ever recorded for the spread of myrtle rust.
Yeah, and it's just basically because myrtle rust, the fungus likes warm and wet conditions, and we've certainly had the wet, and it's been very, very warm recently. So it's ideal conditions. So anytime you have a new flush of growth within the myrtles, so they're producing new buds or leaves, those are what can get infected. And then if the conditions are right, that's what's going to cause a buildup of this disease.
In terms of advice for listeners on this one, the advice with Cody Dybeck was, you know, wash your boots, you know, don't go into infected areas. What's your advice with myrtle rust?
So there are several different things that people can do. We do have a list of FAQs on the Beyond Myrtle Rust website that people can do. There's also, you know, if people are going to be planting, maybe think about planting less susceptible plants. And when they prune their myrtles, just to prune in winter, because Mataceae and myrtles are spread throughout Aotearoa, it's a little bit more difficult because you can't contain it, and it's also spread by wind. But if you are going to touch a plant, just make sure that you're not touching another myrtle before you wash your hands. So, you know, you practice hygiene, so you're not the person who's carrying it to an uninfected plant. The wind is going to do what the wind does, but you know, we can stop the movement. And if you're going to buy plants, maybe think about buying them from places that don't have the disease present, so that you're not spreading it for, you know, around the country as well. So and also report it to an iNaturalist.
Given that a lot of our endemic trees are myrtles, you know, we have Pohutukawa, Kānuka, Mānuka, are these at risk of going extinct? We've seen several myrtles go extinct in Australia.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a really big concern. I think if we follow the trajectory that the disease has taken in Australia, what we're going to see is that there's probably going to be some localized extinctions. You know, in some places, some of these plants might go extinct. Certainly, Kānuka and Mānuka are less susceptible in the field. We haven't seen that many infections of these two trees in out in the bush. But Pohutukawa is the real worry because it doesn't seem to. We haven't seen very many plants that are resistant to the disease, and that's that's definitely a worry. So I think it's, you know, we can all do little bits to try and reduce the spore inoculum, and give the scientists time to be able to come up with some solutions that would be available to protect our trees in the future.
Right, so fingers crossed for a solution.
Absolutely, and there is work going on. There's, you know, several different avenues of biocontrol agents that could be used that are just natural biological organisms that can be deployed in the field. But then there's also work being done on RNAi, which just helps, which controls the pathogen and doesn't do anything to the plants. It'll just kill the fungus. So, you know, that those are two active research areas that are going on that hopefully, you know, will give us some additional control methods in the future.
That was Mahajbin Padamsi speaking to me about myrtle rust.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.